The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
And Happy New Year.
Oh my God.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
It's the 3rd of January. It's episode 284, if you're collecting the set. And it's a special summer edition of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, focusing on music that has summer vibes.
Yes. Wishful thinking.
As long as the weather matches.
Yeah. If it doesn't, then just turn it up loud and pretend.
Up front, we have recorded this before Christmas, so hopefully we have been inundated with a couple of days where, you know, it's hot and you've got all the windows and the doors of the house open and we won't complain about it.
No. No, we won't.
No.
I'll try not to.
Unless that's what we don't have.
Yeah.
And then expect maximum whinging.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't all come right when we get back to work, which is usually the way, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well. Let's be optimistic. Let's think of the outdoor cooking events and the opportunity to go and do things and go places. And there are many great places to go if you're down here or if you're away on holiday and enjoying the podcast. Hope you're enjoying wherever it is that you are. I think almost half of Invercargill vanishes off to Central Otago, either to Queenstown, Wanaka, or the Alexandra Clyde Cromwell region.
Yeah, I suppose. A certain demographic do that. There's a lot that don't.
That's why I said half. It used to be much higher.
There's a lot that don't.
A lot can't afford it. And for those people who are still at home, Waitangi Esk Fest is coming up on Waitangi Day, Friday the 6th of February. In Esk Street, slightly shorter than in previous years. It'll start at 11 and go through until 2. Some great live entertainment, some cultural performances, food vendors, stalls, and a chance for us to get together as a community and recognise our national day.
Indeed, and it's always been good fun, actually. It's been great family, low-stress day, so look forward to it.
Weather was mildly inclement but not windy for the first version. Last year was absolutely splendid, fingers crossed for 26, and hat tip and kudos to Tom Tutahione, who was our production engineer at Radio Southland, lived in Australia and was able to take part in Waitangi Day celebrations over there, but couldn't figure out why there wasn't one happening in Invercargill. And I said, well, why don't you organise one? And he came back with a business plan.
Excellent.
And I went, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, cool. Oh, it's great.
So fingers crossed for that. You know, and it's free, unless you want to buy something from the food stalls. But you can bring a packed lunch.
Yeah, of course.
If that is what tickles your fancy, and come along and join us. Hopefully the weather is summery, so we're vibing with some great music that has that kind of summer feel to it. The first artist that you have selected, pronunciation is
Teo, actually, because his name is Mateo.
Oh, right.
So Mateo Arias.
But it's Teo starts with an upside down question mark. There's an accent above the E in Teo, T-E-O, and then a question mark at the other end of it.
Yes, don't ask me why. No idea. And when Darren was asking me who the artist was, I was trying to explain that he was Just wanted to know how to spell it.
just give me the letters.
Yeah. So, he's actually he's an American, actually, based in Los Angeles, but I think he's from somewhere like, I don't know, I want to say Illinois or something, but I could be completely wrong. But anyway, this is just this is one of those kind of, put it, you know, those chill track things that we used to get back in the, I don't know,
Early
2000s and late 90s, maybe. They used to release, you know, chill whatevers. I figured this was one of those kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? South American beats kind of summery thing. So I thought that might be just a nice thing to start us off with today. Belong in the Sun by Teo.
Got a foul mind, you're sticking away. I got the birds viewing the sun on the way. Come to the mountain and we'll regenerate. Look out for the wildfires, we live in LA. Gold diggers and gold zillas, eh? They all on their way, all on their way, way. We get no water, we get no rain, eh? But you on your wave, you on your way, way. High trips on dinosaurs, hit the shores, cause we over the board like matadors. I said, hey baby, human nature, we in danger. Need angels like you to step up and switch up the angles. Said, hey, leave your fate, your stars will change, they'll relocate. Hey.
I belong in the sun with you, 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 you. I belong in the sun with you, 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 you. Sing it for me.
Call you mine, repeat these types of days. I want you residing on top of my island. I need you to stay. I just wanna feel your breeze, your sunlight on my shade. Oh, I'm so excited, I don't wanna hide it. I know what to say. I wanna be on for the day, no matter the offer they make. We need to get lost in a cave, yeah. All for it, I wanna be on for the day. I wanna be on for the day, no matter the offer they make. We need to be lost in the days, yeah, all for it, I'm telling you that
I belong in the sun.
TNN, The New Normal, with Darren and Lyndall Ludlow in the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southland.
Tropical scent of you takes me up above.
You are listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, Radio Southland 96.4 FM and online at radiosouthland.org.nz, on Apple Podcasts, or if you're an Android, download the accessmedia.nz app from Google Play. It's got a kiwi fruit logo. Just select Radio Southland as your station once you've done that. Or if you want to get it first, each episode goes up at around about 8 o'clock on Friday night before it goes to air on our Facebook page. Check it out, follow us, send us stuff. The Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Facebook. Mysterious Girl, Peter Andre.
Still a ripper.
You picked
it. I love it.
I'm just saying. Peter Andrea is his actual name.
Oh, he pushed the boat out there, didn't he?
Well, yeah, born to Cypriot parents, but born in the UK and raised in Australia. Which was when he had that hit, and then headed back to the UK, where he sort of carved out a life as a reality TV show type person. He was married to pop princess Katy Price for a while, but then he settled down with somebody a bit more down to earth. And I remember back in the 90s when that came out, and I was doing Breakfast at Fovo with Wal. He wrote a rip-off of it, which we recorded as Darren and Wall. It was really Muscly Girl.
Oh,
I don't know why. It was just it was an inspiration in a moment.
Inspiration and inverted commas.
I'll give that credit to that one for that one to Wall. I wrote the Makarewa in about 3 minutes on a typewriter.
Oh, back in the day.
Those were the days. Although I think it was almost more of a what you'd call a word processor than a typewriter. But I did have a typewriter in my office.
Yeah, Dad had one of those.
Tap, 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 ding.
Yes, I loved those.
I was quite proficient at the changing of the typewriter ribbon.
Ah, yes.
Which was fine. As a journalist, I used double black, so some of them you get half of it red and half of it black if you wanted to change colour.
Yeah.
But double black basically meant you could use it for twice as long and didn't have to change it as frequently.
True that.
Gone are those days. Now we have to buy really expensive ink cartridges for
far out.
Printers.
Well, they're just about the same price as a new printer.
Right? Yeah.
It's hardly encouraging people to, reuse and recycle and all that stuff.
We are playing songs with a summer vibe, and this next track is one that we actually played during the year, I think, in the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Year,
in 2025, possibly 24.
No, yeah, 24, absolutely.
The artist is Meroki.
Hmm.
Bit about them?
Oh, Raglan, born, what's his, he's Kiwi.
Classified as a New Zealand musician, but.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think of his nationality. Kenyan. He's a Kenyan New Zealander, raised in Raglan, went to, high school in Hamilton. Came to the attention of Benny early on in his career, and she helped get him on the way. And this was one of the first things of his that I heard, so. It's a good cruisy, lying by the beach kind of song.
Or sitting on the porch sipping a sake.
Or something like that, as long as it's warm and you're chilling. Wavy by Meroki.
I feel the colors are going somewhere. The green and red, it all leads me up there. And I can feel that I'm taking flight. There is something I want to fight. I let it go and it leads me to you. I see the movement in your tattoo. I can feel that we're taking flight. There is something I want to fight. Do you know somewhere maybe we can go? You said you know this place. You've been there before with someone else. Now you're by yourself. Maybe I can float where you can glow. We can forget the past. Maybe we can start all over again. All over. Wavy when you see me. I wanna see you dancing for some time. Tell me you're not leaving. I wanna see you dancing in this light. We could move side to side, left and right, get down. Yeah. Wavy when you see me, but wanna keep on dancing for some time. Yeah. This trip is taking us further in time. Don't wanna see the end of this night. If you want, I can stay with you. Spin around on an endless move. Do you know somewhere maybe we can go? You said you know this place. You've been there before with someone else. Now you're by yourself. Maybe I can float where you can glow. We can forget the past. Maybe we can start all over again. All over. Wavy when you see me. I wanna see you dancing for some time. Tell me you're not leaving. I wanna see you dancing in this light. We could move side to side, left and right, get down. Yeah. Wavy when you see me, but wanna keep on dancing for some time. So wave, wave. Do you know somewhere maybe we can go? You said you know this place. You've been there before with someone else. Now you're by yourself. Maybe I can float where you can glow. We can forget the past. Maybe we can start all over again. All over. Wavy when you see me. I wanna see you dancing for some time. Tell me you're not leaving. I wanna see you dancing in this light. Could move side to side, left and right, get down. Yeah. Wavy when you see me, but wanna keep on dancing for some time. Yeah. So wavy, wavy.
Leave that alone. That's naughty. And you're in the Fluffy Slipper Lounge with TNN, the new normal. Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
Trying to smile, but the air is so
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, thanks to Radio South and 96.4 FM. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow, and it's a Summer Vibes music episode of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. That one goes back to 1983. So I was 18, I think.
I can't math. I can't math today.
And Bananarama had that song make the soundtrack to the movie The Karate Kid, the original version.
Oh.
That's how long ago it is.
They also made the Guinness World Records list for being the highest number of chart entries by an all-female group.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, between 1982 and 2009, they had 32 singles reach the top 50.
Because they were the pioneers of 80s girls groups.
Mm. I don't think we heard as much of that here as... Did we? Or was I just not listening for Bananarama at the time?
I don't think we'd have had 32 of their hits.
No.
The next cab off the rank would have been the Bangles.
Yeah.
And then, of course, come the... Oh, I don't know. Susanna Hoffs. Got me through some teenage years.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
And... then it would have been the Spice Girls in the mid-90s.
Yeah, so I didn't realise they were quite that popular back in the day, but apparently their book is really good, and I've been meaning to try and find it, actually. I must make use of the rates that I pay for the Invercargill Public Library and and see if they've got it, because it might be quite a good summer read. But apparently it's really interesting, so... there you go, Bananarama. I wonder where they got their name from, do you know?
No idea. Siobhan Fahey, who was one of the members of Bananarama, went on to be... and she married Dave Stewart for a while, I think, from the Rhythmics. And she was in Shakespeare's Sister.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got the two women in Shakespeare's Sister. One of them's American. She's the kind of normal-looking one. And Siobhan Fahey... kind of came off looking a bit scary, really breaking away from that Bananarama image.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because she's a really talented musician and songwriter in her own right. And I think Siobhan and David wrote John Farnham's Chain Reaction.
Oh.
Remember that song?
Yes, good song. We
thrashed the bejesus out of it on Fool's
Day.
John
Farnham.
Played it on a 45, I did. That's how bloody old I am.
Hey, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody saw it, you can't prove anything.
Do you estivate?
Pardon?
In the privacy of your own home, do you estivate?
Possibly.
Oh.
What is estivation?
It's the opposite of hibernation.
Oh, no.
So in the summer, instead of in the winter, there are animals that estivate.
Right, that spend all their time out.
No, they hibernate.
But in the summer.
But in the summer because it's too hot.
Then yes, I do.
So lungfish, snails, those kind of, you know, critters. Are you a lungfish?
Possibly.
They bury themselves in the mud or the sand or the whatever to keep cool.
Because you'll be sitting outside enjoying the sun.
Yeah.
And I'll be inside.
Yes. So one of us will be more likely to have skin issues than the other.
Well, it's because I had skin issues. I got severely burnt once, and Ludlow, the youngest, will probably come out the same.
Back in the day, also me.
Because I put what I thought was sunscreen on, but it was oil.
Oh, we used to rotisserie ourselves with, you know, coconut oil.
Yep.
I can remember being on the concrete bleachers at the Clyde public pool.
The cold pool?
Yes, the unheated pool, which was hard to get into to begin with. But, you know, slathering coconut oil on or whatever, you know, baby oil.
It's a hell kind of... It'd be slick.
How do they squeeze the oil out of those babies? Anyway, and then, rotating so that I got front and back coverage. Because Mum and Dad just used to send us down to the pool in our jandals and togs with a towel around our necks, and away we went for the day.
I know. How did we survive?
I know.
Common sense. That's the answer to that question.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to somebody from Clyde the other day, and he didn't even know that there had been a pool.
Really?
Yeah.
Because even I remember where it was.
Yep. But there's no sign of it now.
No.
No.
That's near where the tennis courts are.
Yeah, further along towards the golf club.
Yeah.
Yeah, the driveway to the golf club had the pool on the right.
Some good shopping in Clyde. Interesting little shops.
Yeah, and a good cinema.
Yeah, really good.
Actually, I've never been in there, but you have.
Yes, I have. Yeah. And a great restaurant.
Yep.
Paulina's is a great place to go, still is, from all accounts.
And lots of people with their dogs now.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's another conversation.
People have to take their dogs on holiday because it's cheaper.
Let's not get bitter and twisted over the summer because it's summertime.
Well, funny you should mention that because that's also the name of the next track, which you may have deliberately mentioned.
Oh, maybe not.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And, of course, the Fresh Prince, Will Smith, went on to become one of the biggest box office actors ever. Quincy Jones is the man essentially responsible for his fame. Because as DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, they had a hit with Appearances Don't Understand and were a flash in the pan. But Quincy invited Will over to a party and had him read some stuff and said to him, this guy's got it. And he did, right up until he bitch-slapped, what's his name, the comedian at the Oscars.
The not funny comedian.
Well, it wasn't at the time, to be perfectly honest, but neither was given him a slap, and I don't know that he's had a lot of work since. Shame, because you know he also won an Oscar that night, Smith, and it was overshadowed by a momentary.
Yeah, but you know, actually, and without the physical nature of that response, you would be as protective of my reputation as he was of his wife's.
Yep.
So,
and that's why I empathise with him. It's like, dude, you've crossed a line, and he's given you a hint.
Yeah.
And you carried on.
Mm.
Not that we're condoning violence, but it's like, hey, wow, stop.
Yeah.
And let me bring you to a stop.
Yeah.
I watched an interview actually just the other day on YouTube with Trevor Noah, who's a very funny guy.
Yeah, I really like
so,
him.
So, so clever.
Yeah.
And they're friends. And so Trevor was able to broach the subject and go, what was going on?
Yeah.
And it was interesting. A lot of incomplete sentences, though. But there you go. Anyway, let's go into the summertime with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia.
All the kids playing out front. Little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine. Fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Now, sugar-free and with reduced salt, TNN, the new normal, present more from the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southland.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high. Strawberries on a summer evening. Baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling. Getting washed away in you. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar. Sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar.
There's summer vibes in our music selection for this episode of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southland. We are TNN, the new normal, and hopefully you enjoyed that. Watermelon Sugar from Harry Styles, former member of One Direction.
Like a bit of Harry Styles, he's all right.
Well, yeah, and I don't know a great deal about One Direction apart from the fact that there are another bunch of people who got where they are thanks to Simon Cowell.
Yes, yeah, but Harry's at least an individual.
Yeah, that he is. And
it's
an actor.
Made his own. Yeah, and it's made his own way, you know, thanks to the step up that the other stuff got him. So
And was in New Zealand back when we did our last census.
Oh, yes.
Had to fill it in.
We'll claim him then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do we know that was connected to somebody in One Direction? Was it through the neighbours?
Yeah, the neighbours. The neighbours, the boy's dad's brother.
Yeah, because they're English
going out
born.
With Harry's mum.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So, yay.
There you go.
Go them.
He's absolutely a Kiwi then.
Yes.
As we said, they are summer vibes because it is summertime, and summertime is a great time.
Isn't it, though? Although you can get seasonal affective disorder in the summer as well as in the winter, apparently.
What? It's, pardon?
So you know how in the winter when it's long and cold, dark, you know, all that stuff, people get kind of depressed and sad. And
particularly in Alexandria, where it's that constant grey.
Yeah, and in London where you go to work and leave work and it's in the dark and it's cold and blah.
Because what time does it get dark this time of the year?
In their winter?
Yeah.
I'd be going home in the dark at 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Because we weren't allowed to start school after 4 o'clock because it wasn't safe. Oh, no wonder I got danger money. So I would be leaving the house at like 5:30 in the morning to get on the tube in the dark, and then I'd be going home in the dark at about 4:15.
So what's the condition called again?
Seasonal affective disorder. But you can get it in the summer as well. So you can actually get too much. You can get like overdose on vitamin D also.
Oh.
So there's the extremes of no vitamin D in the winter and then too much in the summer, apparently. So you have to, you know, balance. Balance is good.
Right.
So you don't go out in the sun too much.
Balance is not a drink in both hands, then.
Well, it saves you getting a, you know, back complaint, doesn't it, having a bottle in each hand. Oh, I mean a glass in each hand.
I have no shame in having been double parked on a couple of occasions just lately.
Yes.
I didn't know it was a thing until we posted something and you had two drinks and somebody went, oh, is Lyndall double parked? And I went, what the?
I'm not surprised Lyndall's double parked.
Mm.
But, you know, when the wait staff are busy, it's important to make the most of the opportunity as they swing by. So
yes.
It'd be foolish of me not to be
anybody else
efficient.
Need a top? Yes, thanks. Bit of a retro feel for our next two summer vibe tracks that we have. One from the 70s and has a real 70s vibe, but by God, it fits the theme that we're running. The first one goes back to the late 60s and Ray Davies' band The Kinks, a great London band at the time. It had a variety of hits that sort of verged between folk and rock folk. Like Dedicated Follower of Fashion, which didn't really fit the usual. And this one, Sunny Afternoon, which includes a curse word that managed to get past all the censors.
Yes, excellent.
I could never
well
figure
played
out.
That
it's
man.
Like, I can hear that. Why is that? I ain't saying nothing. And these are the same censors. I'm talking about my time with Radio New Zealand, who would not play Eric Clapton's Cocaine because it's talking about drugs. It's like it's an anti-drug song, you knobbins.
Yes. I did a wee spin at a school in Muswell Hill. Which is, you know,
but as kinky as they get.
Yeah.
That's where they're from, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, East Finchley. The Muswell Hill's referred to in a couple of these songs, actually, so
wasn't
a bit exciting.
Wasn't the agency you worked for in Muswell Hill?
No,
it was
Finchley.
Right. Yeah, I remember going there once.
Yeah, no, it was. That was the best part of being and living and working in London was, you know, referencing all sorts of things that had influenced my time growing up.
Yeah, it was like cool. Living in a bloody Monopoly board to be.
Yeah. Yes. But I have to say, in the summertime, the tube was not fun.
No. Bit whiffy?
Yes.
Particularly at your height?
Yes, if I'm standing in somebody's armpit, not so flash.
Mm. However, let's go lazing on a sunny afternoon with the Kinks on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
It's way better than being on the tube.
Is it? Is it though? Because if we were, we'd be there.
True that.
Taxman's taken all my time. I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why.
Feet up there. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, brought to you by TNN, the new normal on Radio Southland.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's alright.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune, and I come home from a hard day's work. The arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Takes us back to 1972, Jim Seals and Dash Crofts, and a great summer song, Summer Breeze. Before that, it was The Kinks and Sunny Afternoon, and I was confused earlier on. I keep mixing that song up with Lazy Sunday Afternoon, which is the one that has the
sweet. Ah, right,
not
yes.
Not the one that we played.
Yes.
It's much more
chill. Oh, we could have played a bit of Bruno Mars. Forgot about him and his Sunday.
Oh, Lazy Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is a great song.
There's two videos that he released for it. One of them stars the late Leonard Nimoy.
Yes.
Sitting in a lounge in his underpants. Which was not a good look.
Yeah, well, you know.
You could see his Spock.
You could see his ears.
This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio South and 96.4 FM. He says, moving swiftly along.
Yes, it probably should be the Jandal Lounge, but it's not got quite the same ring to it.
Imagine fluffy jandals.
Well, you know, I've seen the ones with grass.
Yeah.
You know, there are grass jandals.
Yeah. Not for me.
No.
Not for me. Hope you're enjoying a bit of time with your jandals. Next one of your all-time favourites.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is indeed.
We have the CD of this home.
Yeah.
The group is the Violent Femmes.
Yeah, and it's not to be played on dial one on the volume. It should be played at, you know, 11 out of 10.
How spinal tap.
Wake up the neighbours who are sleeping in.
Yeah.
But put on your sunblock. Otherwise, you will end up with...
Go for it.
A blister in the sun.
Let me go on like I've
This is Radio Southland, and you're listening to Darren and Lyndall Ludlow, the new normal with the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Another cup.
Here's hoping. Hot in here, Nelly on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, Radio South and with TNN, the new normal. It's been a pleasure to bring you our first episode of 2026, and if you stick around for a week, we'll bring you a second. What's in it, we don't know, but we'll figure that out while we're relaxing.
We'll think of something, either a gin or a sake or a wine.
Or both.
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe a soju, who knows.
Yes.
We're going to finish up as we head to Rio with Duran Duran. Hope you have a great week. If you're still on holidays, make good decisions.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, imagining that you're somewhere warm and tropical, don't be a dick. We'll be right back.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.